Good morning. The front that brought all the wind and heavy bursts of rain along with some thunder yesterday across interior New York and New England continues to slide through central and eastern New England, and that's where we see the rain this morning, while most of the rest of interior New York and New England dry out behind the front. It is a cooler start to the day than yesterday, but still, temperatures for the most part are in the 50s and well above normal. We'll have a much quieter day today in between that front and an upper level low situated over the Great Lakes. The result will be a mix of sun and clouds, just a slight breeze, and temperatures climbing well above normal again, but today we'll stay in the lower to mid 60s for afternoon highs. As that trough digs deeper into the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley, it'll pull in moisture from the Atlantic. A wave of low pressure will develop along the coast and move into New England tonight and tomorrow. So skies will cloud over tonight with showers likely, especially from the Hudson River east into New England, with lows back everywhere into the 40s. This will set us up for an unsettled day tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies with scattered showers for everyone, and even a steadier rain from the Hudson River Valley east into New England with that low working its way up the coast. It'll be breezy and chilly, even raw in a lot of places, with temperatures staying in the lower to middle 50s. We'll dry out behind this system on Friday, and temperatures will respond with a mix of sun and clouds, highs back to 60. And the weekend starts off nice with that same high pressure and control, dry with a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and mild in the middle and upper 60s. As we head into the second half of the weekend, another deep trough of low pressure will dig into the Midwest and Ohio Valley. This will pull in some tropical moisture from the Caribbean and Gulf of Mexico as a low pressure wave forms along the eastern seaboard and rides up the coast. The result will be increasing clouds Sunday with a good chance of rain before the day is through. And depending on how much of a tropical connection we have, we could even see some heavy rain into Sunday night and early Monday before the system sweeps off to the east and north. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that same cold front tracking slowly across New England this morning still has that deep flow of moisture ahead of it. The heaviest rain is likely across Maine with 1 to 3 inch rainfall amounts today and isolated higher totals possible. As we get into the afternoon hours, some instances of flash flooding will be possible given the atmospheric setup. By tonight, another potent storm will begin sinking southward from Canada and bring a renewed surge of colder weather for much of the plains and Midwest. Snow showers are likely to develop over the Rockies from Montana to Colorado. Meanwhile, out west, fire weather conditions will begin to ease across Southern California through the end of the week as the Santa Ana winds abate and cooler temperatures arrive. And the National Hurricane Center is monitoring a broad area of low pressure over Nicaragua, Honduras, and the adjacent Caribbean waters that is producing widespread but disorganized showers and thunderstorms. Close proximity to land is likely to limit development of this system for the next day or so. However, environmental conditions are expected to be conducive for some development to occur later this week while the system moves slowly northward over the northwestern Caribbean Sea. Regardless of development, locally heavy rains are likely over portions of Central America during the next several days. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in rain showers and fog, 46 degrees with a southwest wind at 40 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 8 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 56 degrees, the dew point 51, 84% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.74 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny, a passing shower possible, upper 60s, Boston cloudy and breezy with showers likely, perhaps a thunderstorm, near 70, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature yesterday in Albany set a new record of 75 degrees, the old record 74, set in 1973. The low yesterday, 62. The average temperature, 69. That's 22 degrees above normal. 74 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, 1.66 inches for the month, which is 1.22 inches below normal, but the 36.19 inches for the year is 3.86 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 56 degrees. The average low, 37. The record high, 77, set in 1963, and the record low, 19, in 1981. Sunrise this morning, 7:21 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:57 p.m. 10 hours and 36 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, the Champlain Valley, the Lake George area, the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the Southern Adirondacks. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with showers moving in and lows around 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with showers moving in and lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with showers moving in and lows in the mid to upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, cool, showers likely, a steadier rain in New England, highs in the lower to mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds, dry Friday near 60, breezy and mild, partly sunny Saturday, mid to upper 60s. Some morning sunshine Sunday, and then cloudy with rain likely by the end of the day, some heavier rain Sunday night, lower 60s. And mostly cloudy and breezy with showers Monday, upper 50s, and breezy with just a passing shower Halloween Tuesday of next week in the mid-50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.